You are in a challenging time because it is a multi-level time. And when there are many levels going on, it requires a loving acceptance of all of them. And that can be challenging. But always begin with yourself. So can you be in loving kindness with yourself when you are angry, when you are upset with someone, when you do not like the way a certain circumstance has gone? Can you still be in loving kindness with yourself? And then when you can move to a different level, a level of communion and communication, we are going to call it, can you be with yourself as you commune and communicate with many different kinds of people, knowing that sometimes it will work and sometimes it will not, but you do not get caught in the trap of trying to make something that it is not. We are going to mention this level because it is literally challenging for everyone. When you extend whatever it is, a communication, friendliness, and it is not met well, this is what we want to do. We want to say that out loud to ourselves. I extended friendliness and communication, and it was not received, and that is fine. I am moving on. This is the kind of movement that we are working to have in our lives. Because the other kind of movement is, I was friendly and extended myself. What did I do wrong that it was not received? We all have a great deal of experience with that kind of response. But the truth of it is, this level is expanding, and we honestly do not have time for that. We do not have time for that. What we do have time for is the extension of friendliness and communication, and it is received. We have time for the joy of that. It's like, oh, good, connection. This feels wonderful. And then that needs to be followed by this statement. It is enough. We reached out, we communicated, we were met, and it is enough. So this is the, shall we say, the model for how we are going to be moving. There are going to be more people in our lives, and more people, many of whom will be not like us at all, which is fine, but we do not stay there. Once we are able to see this, we simply put it down and acknowledge what it was and move on. So we are not spending all of this time with what is wrong with me and what did I say wrong or do wrong. No, we don't need to spend time with that. We need to simply accept, I see, you know, bless you, I'm leaving now. And that we have to be able to do that. But we do also want to really celebrate the joy of connection when it does happen, because it is such a special thing. So we are looking at that level. And now then, we are looking at yet another level. And that is the level where your guiding energy is going to be from your own spirit. And the discernments that need to happen, the Spirit will give it to you. And this will be about what enriches your connection with the universe, with yourself and the universe. This is about what enriches the way you dream, the way you create, the way you envision in a fine, high way, and the way you allow that part of this is that you are going to be happy. That's a really important part of it, because your spirit will hear that and will work with you. Once again, the thing we need to look at here is you may be drawn towards something and you get to that something and it is not what you thought. You do not need to stay. You need to say, oh, I thought there was better energy here, but there isn't. Bless you. And move on, because this time is about moving, feeling, intuiting, drawing in and joy, and letting go with a blessing. That is the nature of the time that you are entering now. Do not be frightened by the things that you are hearing. We need you to know that the Bible has been used as a sign for the end of the world so many times you cannot imagine. And yet here we are on the world. So do not be frightened about signs and symbols. They are not going to be the help here that they always promise to be. This is the help. This is what we need to know. And so while you understand that this is the job on these levels, then you're going to be fine, because this is what is creating this high part of you, as well as the human part of you and the grounded part of you. So there must be a wide acceptance of everything. This does a wonderful thing. It takes away the fear. And we will mention this as an example. When you are angry, we all know what you do to yourselves. And it is not good. It is not a good thing. We have to be able to say, oh, this is what I feel. This is the anger that I feel. The frustration that I feel. Whatever it is I feel. And even in the midst of this feeling, I hold myself in loving kindness. So you see, then you are not afraid to feel. Because wherever you are going to hold yourself in loving kindness. And when you do that, the universe will do that as well. We know it is a time of many questions, but the answers will come to you as they are useful and as you need them. And that is a thing where you must have trust. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply, easily. Open the crown and fill with the sun, and let that energy flow through your whole body, bringing light and victory to every place it touches. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Bring your attention into your heart center. and look at the beautiful garden you're growing. See all the colors and the lights. See where the water runs. And see the place where you go to be peaceful, to be safe. Go to the place where there's water and drink that water to refresh your spirit. Look around you and see that a path begins to illuminate and it calls you, and you walk to that path and step on it, and that is all the effort that you need to make. The path begins to move you upward. In this place where the air is full of blessings, all of them for you. Feel the path moving you upward. Until you come to a place of connection. And feel your connection to the universe. How it fills you. Makes you wise. And gentle and powerful. And when you are connected in this way, know that when you connect with others on your path, this same energy is the energy that is greeting them. Now look and see if there is a symbol here for you to remind you of this power. Now come back to the path and move upward again. And move to the place where bubbles are everywhere. And watch them in their color and their light. And when one pops, another appears. And feel this lightness all around you. So you can interact with the bubbles without fear, knowing there are always more. And they are all of the light. Now come back to the path and move upward to the place of the gift. And resting your mind, know the gift. When you've known the gift, turn and begin to come back down the path. And come to your heart center again. Begin to breathe into the center of your body, to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.